It's time for our weekly catch-up with the National Party.
Welcome back to The Wire. On Wednesday last week, the Christchurch City Council voted to sanction Israel, becoming the first city council in the country to do so. Joel spoke to the National Party's Katie Nimmin on the move and whether the party had any plans themselves to implement a similar move. As well as this, they spoke to Katie about the recent workers' rallies that occurred in 12 different spots around the country, and whether or not the party has any plans to address the concerns of those who attended the rallies.
Christchurch City Council has recently voted to sanction Israel. What are the National Party's thoughts on this?
Oh, well, look, I'm obviously not the Minister of Foreign Affairs, and so can't really comment on the government position, but you know, we believe in the independence of local government, and so it's absolutely their decision to do that. And look, as long as they represent the views of their people, then that's important, because at the end of the day, you know, local government, they are there to represent ratepayers. And you know, I know that Christchurch has a very strong view. There's been a lot of protests there, and so if the people support their approach, then that's absolutely their decision to make.
The Labour Party, alongside other political parties, have backed Christchurch City Council's motion to sanction Israel. Will the National Party do the same or similar, considering the country was New Zealand was one of 124 to vote for Israel to end its unlawful presence in the occupied Palestinian territory within 12 months as a part of the United Nations General Assembly resolution last month?
Yeah, well, look, I can't speak on behalf of the National Party. There's not been a decision made in terms of its position. But I can say that, look, it's good that other parties have made that public statement, and obviously the position I'm in as a backbench MP, as much as I'm happy to speak to all the points, I can't represent all the views of the National Party in its entirety. There hasn't been a caucus decision made on the issue.
For our second and final topic, recently multiple rallies were organised in multiple cities in the country over concerns of what workers' unions refer to as this government's anti-worker agenda. These concerns stem from elements such as the government's cut to jobs in the public service. Has the party addressed these rallies, and if not, are there plans to do so?
Oh, well, look, we feel that we're addressing the rallies by delivering for Working New Zealand, and I think that's really important. I mean, if you think about all the things that we've delivered in our first year of government, the Family Boost program, which is a you know, rebate for early childhood education costs for working families, tax relief. And obviously the work that's being done, amongst obviously many things, but the work being done to address the Holidays Act and WorkSafe regulations, all these things that can be a real burden on workers and their, you know, everyday ability to perform their jobs. So, of course, you know, and getting inflation down to 2.2%, putting more money in people's back pockets and their ability to pay rent and mortgages is really big. So, you know, we're thinking at that level at the moment, the biggest things for us is the economy, and, of course, health and education and all the services that Kiwis are needing. And so we think that's the best thing we can do for workers, and hope that, obviously, in due course, you know, the sky clears up and things get better for people.
The ACT Party Deputy Leader and Minister for Workplace Relations and Safety, Brooke Van Velden, when discussing the rallies, says government reforms would help workers access job opportunities, not hinder them, despite, as of the 23rd of October, 7,276 public sector cuts, according to RNZ's tracker. Does National also back the stance?
Yeah, well, look, absolutely. I mean, we know that the compliance regulation around employment does make employers more hesitant to hire more people. You know, anything that makes a challenge for businesses to expand, to grow, to invest is of a detriment to workers. And so we're really working hard to address those issues. And so, you know, it's really important that we do what we can. If you look at farming, for example, you know, we've got cost and compliance that makes 30% of a farmer's week taken up out of the paddock. And so, you know, it's a cost burden that they then can't use that money to expand their operation. And the same goes in any business around New Zealand. And so, you know, we're working really hard to grow the economy. And when you grow the economy, it means businesses are more able to expand and employ. And that's what we want to see, to get less people, have less people on the benefit.
What would National say to those who attended the rally and may feel a little bit disillusioned with how sort of things may have turned out for them in terms of job losses and stuff like that?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, we'd say that, you know, the public sector has grown in an unnatural and unsustainable way in the last term of government. And, you know, that's something that we've really worked hard to rectify. It was unmanageable, and I mean, I know from having hearings with government agencies earlier in the year, even they've said that it was an unmanageable amount of staff growth. And so that was something that we campaigned on, and I think people should have expected that. And, you know, our view is that if they're, you know, highly skilled people with transferable skills, that they will have no issue in finding amazing employment, hopefully in the private sector, so that we can grow our GDP. You know, unfortunately, public sector jobs don't help us on an international stage, don't help us double our export growth, which is a goal for us in the next 10 years. So, you know, all of these things are things that we're working on.
That was the National Party's Katie Nimmin speaking on Christchurch sanctioning Israel and the recent workers' rallies across the country.
That was our weekly chat with the National Party.